up, you guys?
Hello, everybody. This is a special edition of the Poppin' Locks podcast.
I just want to say that we're so lucky to be here with our loyal listeners. Long time.
Very excited.
So many here, I can't even count them all.
There are. We just got out of our first Poppin' Locks meetup. It was very successful, to be honest.
I will say it was quite a time as a theater full of people.
Yeah.
All listeners.
Yeah.
All listeners.
Yeah, all listeners.
They're all movie watchers, really.
Yeah.
I really wish that you would, you guys, I don't know what to do. But so let's just go around and let's see some of the people who are here joining us today.
Yeah.
Who do we got here? Hey, you? You over here?
Listener number one.
This is Ange from episode 12.
Oh, special attendance tonight.
Okay, and who do we have here?
This is Christine.
Wow, Christine?
You guys may remember her from episode three, you guys.
Yes.
Episode three. Great. Okay. Yes. And you know we have a stan here.
My name is Kristen, but no one calls me that. Teeves, what's up?
Guys, you got Teeves in the house.
The infamous Teeves. That's all I remember.
The real.
I'm coming around to the other side.
Oh, you guys.
Who do we have?
So many people. Let's just make our way. You guys kind of make your way up to the front here.
Danica.
You guys.
Danica's
you
here.
Guys.
Danica is one of our faithful listeners' fiance. Our faithful listener, you guys.
The CW himself.
This is Mark.
You guys.
Mark is finally on the pod, you guys.
It's incredible. We have someone here who's actually never listened to the podcast, but, you know, he's important, I guess.
Hi, my name is Ramir. I'm the Lyft driver.
Okay, wow.
Bye. Guys, Ramir is Kirsten's bae.
So, anyway, very excited
to have him here as well.
As we said, we had watched Creed 2. As you guys know, if you guys are listeners of the pod, we're big fans of the Creed franchise, but also very big fans of Michael B. Jordan.
Let's just remind our listeners that the reason why this podcast even started was because of initial conversation between me and you about Michael B. Jordan.
This is true, you guys.
And just that he was hot.
He really brought us together.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we saw of him, but
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
And Parenthood, maybe. But so this was actually my second time watching the movie.
Yeah,
Alexa, how about you?
My first.
First, how about you, Christine? How about you?
Yes, this is my first time seeing it.
Show of hands.
Danica?
Who's first time?
First time.
Everyone, looks like
Mark.
Everyone else, all the people here.
Ramir, first time watching Creed.
I was forced to watch this twice.
Second time for Ramir. Okay.
Forced, apparently.
So we have a lot of first timers, though.
All right. So some thoughts. How did you feel this? Angie from episode 12. How do you feel this matched up to the first one? What did you think?
It's all hype, baby. All hype. It was good.
It was good?
I'm not a moviegoer, but the whole time, I was like, it's no problem. I love being here, and I love this. No. But a lot of emotions, highs and lows, the fight sequence, great. Both of them.
That's one thing I noticed that this is a different director this time.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Coogler was not directing this one, and
yeah.
I will say the fight scenes were different, but I really enjoyed it. I feel like there were more fight scenes.
Yeah, I thought there was more fight choreography given in this.
Oh, I will say about halfway, Alexa was very worried about the first fight. She's like, you guys, I wonder what's going to happen.
Honestly,
FYI, we're halfway through the movie, so I don't know how he might live.
Yeah.
He actually died, and then the movie was over.
Yeah.
So
she was like, it's not. It hasn't even been an hour, so it's okay.
Just take it easy.
Victor Drago would smash for sure.
Whoa!
Oh, a little quick thirst take out here, you guys.
All right. Interesting.
Okay, for all of our listeners who don't know what smash means,
a question brought on by Christine.
No. I would let him beat me up in the ring.
And by beat you up in the ring, what
between
does that mean,
the
though?
Sheets.
Huh? It's cool.
Okay, it's cool.
All right. So,
okay.
Too far. I don't think anyone heard that one. So, yes, just.
That up for my brother, please. Thank you.
I don't think he heard that, though.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. It's cool.
No,
I'm going to leave it there for you.
Let me ask a question over here on this side of the listener circle. Any like favorite parts from the movie? Mark, Danica, or Teeves? We'll go around here.
Favorite
parts.
Dude, Jack.
Jack.
Oh, Jack. Guys. So spoiler alert,
and we don't care.
I will say that I had the pleasure, since I watched this during Thanksgiving, of there was a cameo of Milo Ventimiglia.
Miglia?
Anyway, of Jess from Gilmore Girls.
Or Jack from This Is Us.
So I was watching all of our listeners, watching all of their reactions, and it was quite entertaining. They had very similar reactions. I will say Alexa kicked up her legs, you guys.
like a little kid who was angry. But I couldn't hold in what I saw. It was just like, I didn't know he was making a cameo. Did anybody know he was making a cameo?
No. That was a great reaction.
Nobody knew.
Great reaction, you guys. Fun times.
Yeah. You know, I think it was a good time. Good time.
Any other highlights from the movie?
I think the highlight for me was the training montage. It was really well done.
Training montage.
The Mexico training montage?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was very serious. Also, you guys, just a side note, Michael B. Jordan is fire.
No, oh, Teams, it looks like you want to comment on that.
No, I just kept dropping my jaws and opening my eyes.
Her jaws, you guys. Apparently, Teams has multiple jaws that she dropped.
Dropping her jaws.
She dropped the jaws on her face and also the jaws.
You know.
You know?
Right.
The jaws of life, you know?
Jaws of life.
You guys, any other thoughts on the movie? Is there anything? Oh yeah, Ramirez.
Ramirez, a highlight from the movie.
This movie was pretty good. There was a lot of tributes to the original movies. Yeah. I don't know if there's any Rocky fans.
I think out of all of the listeners here, only one other person besides Rocky, I think Angie and Ramirez are the only ones who watched the originals.
Drago? And it was a lot of tributes to that. So nobody else saw it here. So
Angie saw it.
Tributes to the original Rocky. Yeah. I unfortunately am not. I didn't watch the original one. So.
To be honest, I'm here for MBJ. So
yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say this movie made me want to watch the original.
Respect.
All
right.
Same. I will say I really enjoyed all of the romance and the family time.
Yeah, that's so cute. If they got together in real life, I would not be upset about it.
Oh no, I feel like she's the only person I would not really be upset about.
Yeah.
She's with Janelle Monáe, right?
No.
They're not together anymore.
They were never.
Are you sure?
I don't think they were.
I think they were.
Oh really? Maybe they're just really close friends. I don't know.
No. I read it.
Oh.
Not together. You guys.
She like cleared it up.
My bad. I just saw the news. Got very excited.
I like Janelle Monáe a lot. I like Janelle Monáe a lot, and I read her statement.
Oh, Janelle Monáe's statement.
Okay. Wow. Thanks for clearing up those issues for us.
Yeah. Dirty Computer album of the year.
All right. Oh, okay. You guys, the Grammys.
That can be something else to talk about. Pod,
different topic.
Yeah.
We're gonna send this out to the audience here. does anyone have any questions for us while we're here? You know, this is we don't have these opportunities very often. So if there's anything you guys want to know, Angie is very excited. I'll pass this around.
This is the first time you guys have seen each other in a while, right?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Any big plans for 2019 for the podcast?
Okay. I haven't thought about this at all.
As you know, our 3-year anniversary is coming up.
True.
The restaurant where we usually have it has closed. So, you know, we're going to take some recommendations for maybe a new spot that we can try in 2019.
Yeah.
Danica's dying, you guys. This is great. This is also just very serious.
Yeah, this is so good. I wish I could take a picture.
I'm truly enjoying this. But, yeah, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we talk about guests that we always want, and I don't know what's happening.
Something's happening over here.
Maybe we can get...
you know what I'm actually hoping to do in 2019 you know, a great friend of the pod, Gerard Kibuyan, is really shooting for a new role. 2019, maybe 2020. As you know, he is quite a doppelganger for Arnel Pineda.
The lead singer of Journey.
There's news that they're going to be doing a biopic for Arnel Pineda's journey.
Into Journey, right.
You know?
Right.
So we're hoping that we can make this happen for Gerard because we stan him.
Yeah.
You know, big fan of the pod. I mean, I don't know if he's actually a fan of the podcast, to be honest.
I mean, by now he should be.
So anyway, I will say we did have some slow periods in 2018.
Yeah.
It was busy, but we're hoping to keep it regs for 2019. So yeah, we definitely want to do some more video content in 2019. You know, a lot of things happening. I think we're going to try and have an episode before the end of the year.
Yeah.
To talk about, you know, kind of an end of the year wrap up.
Yeah.
Talk about the Grammys, maybe our favorite moments.
I want to talk about the Grammys because of who got nominated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And our favorite moments. That would be cool.
Yeah. So I believe Teeves had a question.
Yeah, Teeves, what was your question? Let's just...
Oh, favorite moment in the movie.
Favorite moment in the movie. That's a different question, to be fair. You go ahead.
Well, I do want to say for sure that Milo cameo was really good because I think I blacked out, honestly.
You guys, I don't think Alexa remembers the movie anymore.
At that point, I was like, Michael B. Jordan, who? I was a little bit thrown off big time. But I will say everybody had really great highlights that were some of mine, too. I think for me was just like all the moments between Michael B. Jordan and Rocky.
Oh,
that was
yes,
very sweet.
Good.
Yeah, I'll admit I cried at the end.
Oh,
and I almost said out loud like, "Oh shit, I'm crying," but then I was like, "Forget it, I'm just gonna not say anything." But I cried. It was just very touching. Like how much he loves him and stuff.
I had said earlier when I answered this question that I like the relationship moments. But in particular, they had a tribute to the first Creed where after he is watching, what's her name? Amara? After he's watching her alone and she comes home from the studio and they're on the floor together.
Yeah.
And it's a little nod to the first one, which is also one of my favorite parts in the first one. So shout out to that. It was so romantic. Oh,
yeah. And the ending scene with his family at his dad's grave.
Yes. Yes. I listened to a interview that he had with Bill Simmons. I don't know if you listened to it.
I haven't.
But it's his hope to have more.
Really?
So I'm hoping that they keep making more of these. And I wonder if Sylvester Stallone will be in all of them because he's also very old.
He looks good, but yeah, I'm sure he's...
Does he though? His eyebrows are so old. Weird, you guys. I'm real shook. I'm real shook by Sylvester Stallone's eyebrows. I think I said that the first time.
Microbladed.
Guys...
He looks fit. He looks fit for his age. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I
fucking
cool.
hate
hot take over here.
Wait. Also, shout out to Wood Harris, who plays the other trainer.
Yes.
Who also is Julius from Remember the Titans.
Also, Avon Barksdale from The Wire. You guys.
Also,
Michael B. Jordan was also in The Wire. So you guys.
And he was also the choreographer for the New Edition story. So let's remember that as well. He is great, Julius, forever.
But where's the boy at string? Anyway, I wonder, just like in moving forward, like how if the series or the franchise can be without Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
You guys, is that Brian Arriano right there?
I feel like...
You guys, it's Brian Arriano, another listener of the podcast.
No, he really is, though. He really
guys,
is. That's so nice.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey,
guys, this is so weird. So, I think we're just going to...
Yeah, we're just going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up.
Again,
so.
Thank you so much to everybody who's
all
here
of you
today.
Guys, everyone out here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so
I
much.
I hope you guys can hear us all out there.
Well, hopefully we do another meetup for something. Something else.
Shout out to Brian. But remember, you guys can always find us on social media.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter at Pop and Locks Pod, and... You can always email us. I don't think only Rhea has emailed us.
I think Brenton has too, but we made him.
All right,
but
popandlockspod@gmail.com.
And then Facebook, the Pop and Locks Podcast. Pop and Locks Podcast.
Yes, so thanks for listening. Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you for coming. I hope everyone had fun.
Yeah, there'll hopefully be one more episode before the end of the year. And yeah, as always, my name is Kirsten.
And I'm Alexa.
And remember, we got it on Pop
and Locks.
Be easy,
peace,
y'all.
Guys. Thank you, guys. For coming.
So much applause.
Bye, guys.
Bye.